the rest of the story. Precisely 84 summers ago, 1913, Prince Albert of Monaco visited the United States, and among his principal interests was a hunting trip in Wyoming, the Shoshone National Forest. The prince stayed at Pahaska Teepee, a hunting lodge near the east entrance to Yellowstone National Park. One day he and his party were escorted to the North Fork Drainage, about a half day's horseback ride from the lodge. Well, there they pitched camp for the night, and in honor of the prince, the site was christened Camp Monaco. The prince's guide even carved that designation into a trunk of a giant fir tree with his hunting knife. The inscription read, Camp Monaco, 1913. But this is the rest of the story. Three quarters of a century later, it's 1988. A conflagration swept the forests of Yellowstone, such as no white man had ever witnessed. By mid-September, more than half of the park's 2.2 million acres had been affected. 9,000 firefighters battled 13 major fires in the region, seemingly in vain. Area residents were evacuated. Tourist-dependent businesses were closed. Cook City, on the northeastern edge of the park, was redubbed Cooked City. And yet, while no one can deny the human impact of the Yellowstone blaze of 88, it's intriguing, perhaps all the more so, to discover this apparent tragedy's positive side. Because ecologically speaking, such fires are not only acceptable, they're necessary. Nature has no other house-cleaning system, no other way to clear out the dead trees and brush. And while it's tempting to impose a people perspective on woodland creatures, it's important to realize that wildlife is instinctively adapted to forest fires. Animals move almost nonchalantly out of the fire's path, and experts tell us that there's little fire mortality. That people, not nature, are the true enemies of animals. It's also surprising to note that bear and moose and deer and elk return to the area within hours while the earth is still smoldering. For in that brief time, enough root stalks have resprouted to provide food for even the larger animals. Within 5 weeks, grasses, numerous small plants will have sprung from that now mineral-rich soil. So prepared is nature for this predictable cyclical event that lodgepole pine cones are programmed to release their seeds on occasions of fire extreme heat. That is another miracle of nature. But was this a miracle of another kind? You'll recall that 84 years ago hunting trip of Prince Albert in the region, when the prince's hunting guide carved something in a fir tree at an overnight campsite. Imagine the astonishment of those aboard a Forest Service chopper when they returned three quarters of a century later to survey the North Fork drainage to report that they had looked down upon the hundreds of acres of black and had seen in its charred midst a tiny pinpoint of green. For in the wake of all that destruction, a solitary fir tree had survived. One tree towering alone above the vast, grim disasterscape, a single living tree with this inscription on its 4-foot trunk, Camp Monaco, 1913. Trees within 6 feet were in ashes, but that one tree lives on, bearing the hunting knife handwriting of Prince Albert's guide, an American legend who really lived, and whom you know as the one and only Buffalo Bill Cody. Only now you know the rest of the story.